Okay, I'll tell you something. You know, I started working this Indian. I wrote the shiur over again and again, and I wrote it over again. And you know, I'll be frank with you. Last night, now before I retired, I found that I wrote something about this Indian, and I put it. I said in Cherish Olive, my mom who's good, it's not negay here, and I forgot b'chol that I did it. And then I said, if we put this and this together, that I want to say that was bang, because I was mamish at a point that I was at a point of no return. And I started writing it up. The truth is, I was going to add something this week. We can remind me, if you want, we can talk about it. It's nogei to Pashas Mates. Okay. The question is whether Trumas HaMeches is a minyan HaMitzvos. Okay. The Bahag. And this whole discussion about Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBiseinu and the Bahag is very much nogei. The Ramban at Derech HaPshat, Derech HaBiseinu, Hasoga, he has something in Sherish Gimel, and you know, if you want, we can talk about it. That would be a hashlom. But I decided not to talk about it this week, because I want to, I don't think I'm even going to finish this week, okay? But I want to finish as much as I can. And in this part, there's a whole section which you also want to speak of, which I have a different shiur on, okay? And you'll decide where you want to go. But this is the shiur, okay? Now, it's Mavur in the Rambam, in Cherish Aleph, and in Cherish Beis. L'chira, that I mean in Cherish Beis, that he quotes the Gemal and he says, okay, maybe only to leave it to Cherish Aleph is better to say, and Mishneh Torah, the kfuas meisim is the rabbon, and Cherish Beis he only says the drasha, and it's not in minyan hamitzvos, but in Cherish Alvis is the rabbonon, and in Mishneh Torah in Perek Yedal of Ovel, in mitzvah say shall devreim levake choylim lehoytzi hameis lachnis akalo lavos hamorchin lesasi bechol tzolka kfuah. So the problem is, l'chera, kfuas meisim is a mitzvah min haminyan, even according to the Rambam. And that's basically the Hasogas Ramban. So basically before, we were talking about context, okay? So you know, maybe it is, but the Rambam learned in the Seder from the Bahag, you shouldn't learn like that with it, okay? Now, l'chera, it's not only, I just want to say the important thing, it's not only in the Bahag itself, but in the Gemara, in Baba Metzia, when it quotes all the things together, it says Kfuas Meisim. And, right, which whatever Tzatz Bilim is, whatever Tzatz Yisrael is, correct? And the Gemara in Seita, which, you know, depending upon whether you work with the Ramban, that's the Bahag, also puts Kfuas Meisim in that whole discussion, okay? And there's no peep about it. What you need, this Kfuas Meisim is like a separate mitzvah. Okay. So the Chayra, that the Ramban concluded like this, that the Kfuas Meisim is not what we're talking about, the mitzvah, or it's not, there's no mitzvah, whatever it is, okay, is l'chera from the Sugya Bar Metzia and the Sugya Seita and the whole context in the Bahag. Okay? It could be that the Rambam is bothered by the Ramban's Kasha and decides to formulate, since Kfuas Meisim, the way, the simple way that it's formulated, the Gemara Baba Metzia and the Gemara Seita, whichever way you want it, is l'chera kfuas meisim tachamitza. So Rambam's very careful in Mishneh Torah to formulate in a different way, that not to say kfuas meisim the way it says in the Gemara, even though it says b'kacholim and and Nichma Velim, as he says in the Gemara, and he says, Ulahitzi Ameis, Ulis Asik Bechol Tzok Yakfura, and that is the Drabon. Okay? Could be. We'll see about this later. This is just the start up to show you that to say what I said at the beginning, okay, that the Ram Mishneh Teira says Kfur is Meis and says the Rabbonon, that's not true. Okay? But it is true in Sherish Aleph, he says Lefurish, he says the Kfur is Meisim, which is in the original Hebrew, but he spells it with a Yud Kfur is Meisim. That's the way it is in the Ksaviyad, in the Arabic. So the Arabic sometimes use Hebrew words. So that's clear. Okay? What?
Tiyura short vav.
Okay, but say that. I'm not getting involved in all this. Okay. And he does the same thing in Sherish Beis. V'nei dismoch betolos. But he says that really everything we're talking about here is tach mitzachas mechal mitzvahs aksuvas batera bebeil v'om yisale v'aflach kamoich. And whatever we're talking about here is clear the Rabbonim. And that's what he says. He says, Mitzah say shall dibreim levach ha-choyim menachem ha-veilim ulehoitzi ha-meis ulehachnis ha-kal lavos ha-olchim l'sasim b'chol tzok ha-gvur l'osis ha-lakotes l'eich l'fon of this point v'lachbo. But the problem only here is that he adds another word. V'likbo. Okay, so you could have done that. Okay, you could have done, in other words, if you saw part of it, you could have said, you could have interpreted the Gemara in Bava Metzira as Kfuras Meisim that are not Kfura, but the Rambam really saying that it refers to a number of things and including Kfura. Okay, specifically, and he calls it the Rabbonim. V'leilich lefona v'lispoid v'lachpo u'lekol likbo. So what do you need b'chlal v'yaftarach k'mocha? You don't know what's b'chlal going on here. Okay, a mitzvah k'fus mesa, a mitzvah, right? And Bemis, what's his taina on the Bahag? That the Bahag, this is the Rabbonon, L'cheira, even in his, the way he formulates it, that it's B'chal V'Achtarach K'boicha, so it's a Deraisa, how do you say it's the Rabbonon? So in Bemis, it's the Rambam, so it's Menei Obey, because the Rambam starts off and says it's the Rabbonon, and then it's B'chal V'Achtarach K'boicha. The question is, B'chal, what's going on? Okay? So, this is what we say, that the mitzvah of Avtarach Kamoicha is a midah, and that the Rambam's clear in Sherish Tishii Mufurish, Da, Shekol Tzimu Yatera Vazarasero, Hinei Heim Be'avor Dvorim, B'deyois, U'bepulois, U'bemidois, U'bedibor. And then it says, V'chein Tetzaveno L'snai, B'midah Me'amidois, So Ram Chuli says that V'Aftarach K'moicha is Midos, not Pulos. And L'chayu, that is going on in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Reish Vav, because Ram says he should be born Lahov. It's something emotional, something loud. So say this, so say this. Emotional, atzmenu, which is tia chemlosi ve'avosi li'ochi ke chemlosi ve'avosi. Okay, b'memoni le'atzmi b'memoni b'gufi. V'om yisal v'after achemoicha. I don't know what he starts. He starts a little strange loss. He starts on the mitzvah is la'av, And then he gives two examples. Chemlosi, Kriavosi. Okay, it's a little strange. But okay, but it's the Midas, correct? So L'cheira, if it's like that, so L'cheira, the Mitzvah D'chmidais, so, and the Mitzvah D'chabonis Pulais, there's no problem, everything's good. That's why it's Mitzvah D'chabonis, and Shalom Yisrael. But then, the problem is, how could he end in Perek Yudal Aloch Aleph, Ava Pisha Kol Elu, Midivreim Harihein B'chal V'Aftulach Kamocha. Kol Advor M'Sha'at Roitesh Yasu Oysom L'Cho Acherim Asei Ato Oysom L'Ochicho B'Teiro Mitzvahs. So L'Chair Asei is talking about a poor. And he says V'Aftulach Kamocha Revanishom V'Aftulach Kamocha is only Midas. And he says it's Pulois, and he says, oh, so what happened over here? So, is it a stira, what's going on? But Lemaisa, forgetting about everything, the Ram is a Gemara. Because every child learns the Gemara, they say it over, and everyone says it, every Rav will say it in Drosha, Gemara on Shabbos, Lama on Beis, Shuv Maisa, Benochi Echot, Shibolifnei Shammai. Omaloi Girani Almanashi Tilamdeni Kola Terakula Kishani Oimed Aregal Achas Dochfu Ba'amis Abinyin Shiviyoda Bolifnei Hilo Gire Omaloi daloch soni lechavich loisavid. Okay. So it's a Gemara. Zuhi kola terakula v'idach kuchi zil gemir. So loisavid lechavis pulis. So what's going on here? Pulis midis vos tutzachdo. Okay. Okay. Now, so that's what happened, right? So I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is, as we always say, that's the Rambam b'chlal. That's why he's very careful to say b'chlal v'aftarach kamoicha. Because it's not v'aftarach kamoicha. V'aftarach kamoicha is midis. But b'chlal v'aftarach kamoicha is pulois. And that's pshat in Rambam. So there, everything together is a pula. And with our born in the separate pool. That's the Ram. That's what I'm about to tell you, okay? But the Ramam both, okay, I'm not, you know, I want you to know. That's what I meant. I have a separate shiur on this, okay? On B'chlau, how the Ram uses it, whether it's in Tumas Heset, or whether it's in Lysuchal Adam. In with a chog of tome or you know I have a whole shiur on this, okay? Which if you want to say the shiur, I'm going to say a few examples of this, and I'm going to explain what it is. Okay, that's what I meant to say. I have a separate shiur, okay? But it's clear the lashon in Shurish Beis when he quotes the Gemara B'Metzia, he says it's a b'chlal after Rach Kamorcha. And it's clear the Lashon Perek Yudal and Aloch Aleph that it says it's B'chlal V'Aftarach Kamocha. That's incontrovertible. Okay? That's what he says. Whether it means something or not, that's a different issue. Oh, but that's Shtei Rambam, correct? So all this telling you is what I see over here, that maybe B'chlal is something different, and that's the story. He doesn't say in Sefer Mitzvahs that this is B'chlal V'Aftarach Kamocha, because that's the Omru Yisale V'Aftarach Kamocha. It's the Omru, right? Correct? Okay. Now, next. The MCs.
there's a raya to this, and this is what it means. Because the Ram says in Shiri Sheni, and I'll tell you something, the pshat is that minyan mitzvahs and the yisoid in the chefs of Shiri Sheni is the yemoine pshuta shel mikra, not Troshes Chazal. And that's what he's machadish, and not for us now. That a pirush and mukubu Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it looks like a drasha, but since a pirush and mukubu, if the matik yashmu says it's teira, gufe teira, that becomes pshat and posik, and that's also pshut shemikah. And you can't say different pshat than that. That's what the Chazal say. Okay, and that my Rebbe has a shtickle in Ilchus Ma'amrim. That's what he says. There's no ayin panim la teira when there's a pirush and mukubu. He doesn't say it's safe for mitzvahs, but he says that when he's talking about Hilchos Ma'amim and what the Rambam means is pure shemakubu, as opposed to Halacha Moshe Sinai, which is pure unadulterated Torah of our pair. And this is pshat and posuk. That's what's called pirish, kipshutai. A pirish shemakubu, does pshat and posuk. And does the Kabbalah, and does the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And, so that's what we have. So, therefore, the mitzvah achtelach kamoicha in pshuto shel mikra is ahavas ahav shetir chemlosi vi ahavosi laatzmi ubemoni, that my chave should have experienced the same chemlo and ahavo, and that's the Ram calls me this. And that's the mitzvah in pshuto shel mikra. However, in this v'ahavta racha kamoicha is b'chlal, is not pshuto shel mikra, is nisrabe pu'ulais. And that's a lisa'avid. And that's what he calls b'chlal. B'chlal in general in Rambam is not pshuta shel mikra, and not only it's not pshuta shel mikra, it's not only that minyan hamitzvahs is a minyan of pshuta shel mikra, or that the nusach from the mitzvah is a nusach of pshuta shel mikra. If I want to say what is the mitzvah in nusach hamitzvah, I say the pshuta shel mikra. What is the mitzvah after lach kamoicha? Or the nusach hamitzvah is ahavas hazulas kimemoini ukaatzmi. In Rabbi Yisai, atos mefurish. Because we'll see that there's a mitzvah, a lavas ho of srita, srit alames. And it's also what's called agudis agudis. Loisis geidido. Otto the mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs is kolcho, is srotes, okay? The isa of agudis agudis is not in the nusach of the mitzvah. It is not minyan mitzvahs. And the Rambam explains why that is so. The Rambam in the mitzvah of agudas agudas, which I will explain at some time in the future if you want. I'm just saying this for kids now, but if you want the separate shiur, this is part of the separate shiur to explain it. The Rambam says that agudis agudis is not pashte dekha.
Is it
on? Not what? That's in I'll say the shiur, and I think it's in Loisa Sem Mem Aleph. I'm not sure it's a Mem Samach. I didn't go through that because I didn't want to. I have a whole shiur on this. Okay, you'll find Ram Dalav. He says that the agudis agudis is not pashtei dekor. And the pashti, the core, is ashova and schita. So what does it mean? In there he's talking about nusach mitzvah. What is it?
Memhe.
Memhe, okay. I had my mind's meant something. Okay, so, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay? And that's the pshat. Okay? And he says in Mefush that this is Pashtay and this is not. I can go, it's a separate shir, okay? And this mamish, I can give you example after example. This time mamish is Yisrid Godel by me, okay? And Rabbi Yisai, this is the pshat. When you learn in the Gemara Psochim, that Rabbo says that there's an Issa Hanor from Komok Snemel Loisochal Echad Issa Achila V'Echad Issa Hanor B'mashma. Okay, what is B'mashma? It's a drasha. It's a drasha from Rabbo. The Rambam's opinion is Malkus also depends on Pshuto Shel Mikra. And you shouldn't come and tell me that Hanor is like a wishy-washy, hazy, abstract thing, and you can't give Malkus Hanor. You shouldn't come and tell me such a thing, because it's wrong. Because the Rambam Shita is. The Rambam, I'm just giving you examples, this is a whole Shia. The Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchas Avodah Zorah says, Avodah Zorah Meshamsheh V'taku V'shelo V'chor Naseh B'shvilo Osa Bahano Shneemo V'leisovi So'evo El Be'secho V'chor Anene Mi'echo B'kol Eilu Loike Shtayim Ach Zichun Leisovi V'ach Zichun Leid B'viyot Chum B'nachel Ota Des Hano Des Malkus Hano. So why is there no Malkus? I don't know if Muhammad's a Pesach, because Rabbi Vol is halacha. And it's not Pashtei Dekor, it's a Drasha. And Achila, which is Pashtei Dekor, you get Malkus. Minyan HaMitzvahs, we'll see that's what the whole show is, she is based on. Minyan HaMitzvahs, Malkus, Pashtei Dekor, it all goes together. Okay? This is the case. So we can talk about it a little bit more if you want. We have a separate share on this. But this is what we're standing. Also, your father will give you a little example. Just, you want to be scoffer for enough for now. Isn't it interesting that the Rambam has in Hilchos Yontif a long discussion about Simchas Yontif? Correct? And the Rambam in the Prote HaMitzvos quotes Simchas Yontif not in Hilchos Yontif, but at the beginning of the Hilchos Chagiga. What's the pshat? Oh, derech agav, the Rambam is mefurish, okay, that agudus is b'chal. Okay? Okay? It's b'chal. Okay? And that's Ashdekor, it's only b'chal. And he says one place is the drasha, and one place says only b'chal. Okay? And I'll tell you the places, you know, it's a separate shir and blah, blah, blah. Okay. This is what's going on in Simchas Yontif, or that the mitzvah in Tereshe B'Ksav in Pshuto Shel Mikra is Bosa Kochim, and only Bosa Kochim. And that's why Tesis says only the Rabbonim Bezman Hazeh, or that Rams Mechadesh, there's also something else. There's a bichlal, and he says mufurish in Hilchos Yontif. If you read it over there, he says bichlal mitzvah simcha, bichlal mitzvah simcha. Anoshim b'luim lehem, dosav anoshim b'luim lehem, and that's the whole discussion. So if you ask where do you put the mitzvah in the Prote HaMitzvos, you understand yourself. You put it in Hilchos Chagiga because that's the nusach of the mitzvah. This is a drasha. This is only b'chalal. Okay? Similarly, the Rambam is very medakdek. Hain. Now you got the b'chalal. Hain. In Sherish Beis. Hain. In Perek Yudal Vilas Ovel. That he says all these things are b'chalal. The after the Achkabur.
I'll even tell you, okay? It could be, this is all the pshat, and that's a shiur in itself, or maybe a half of a shiur. And if the Rambam says, in Tumas Meis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Masit B'chlal Noisehu, Fuzvila, what does he want? And I'll have a shiur on that also. Okay? Now, so, you know, I think this is okay. But all I'm telling you, so the kitzi is, or that the mitzvah in midas is the pshuto shel mikra. In pulos is b'chlal v'aftara k'moicha.
It's a drasha.
It's a drasha. It's a drasha. Yeah, it's a drasha. That's the Rambam. It's b'chlal v'aftara. It's a drasha. Oh, but that the Rambam is saying, they look at nichma velim and bika chilim as pulos misuyomos as mitzvos nifrodereis. That's only the Rabbanon. If you look at the conglomerate pool of a pool of chesed, that's b'chal v'atrach k'mocha. If you look at the orthodox and this one and that one and that one and that one, they're separate. And that separate mitzvah is only the Rabbanon. Thus state in Rambam in Perek Yudalvus, although. And that's the Rambam's attack on the Bahag over here.
What's the drush of Mechayim? What's the Mechayim? This general thing, what is it?
It's to do pulis of Chesed. But let's say, for example, you can give you a lot of examples. You're Isik with Mitzvah Drabonim, okay? So you're Potter from a Mitzvah, okay? And according to Riffa, you also do. You also to be Oizivit because you're Potter. So, Midarai said, if you're Isik and Bika Chilim, you certainly can go from the Chamavelim, no problem. Because all one thing. But with the Rabbon, it's a separate thing. I told you before, you couldn't do it. It's a separate mitzvah to Rabbonin. Whatever that is, whatever the nafkaminas are, that's what it is. Okay?
I'm a chuyu in a Torah to do Nichma Velim.
I'm doing not something called Nichma Velim. I'm a chuyu to do Pulis of Chesed. Okay? That's what it is. There's no name. Okay? The Rabbonin gave specific names, Otodoso. And I assume, hello, and maybe I'm off it, okay? But you look at the Rambam Perek Yudal, he has various dinim of each of these various things. Forgetting about the Lomdish thing of Avoisi B'mitzvah. The Rambam has dinim of Perek Yudal, correct? The separate dinim of Bikachilim, the separate dinim of this. In Pulis of Chesed, in the broad sense, calling it all one general term, there are no dinim, specific dinim, that's all in the Rabbonus. So he says, the Ram says, there's the Baal Loch Sedeleis, quote, Bikachilim, and Nichma Velim, the separate mitzvah, the minyan mitzvahs, he's referring to the Rabbonim. That's what the Rambam means. Because he learns that you count them separately, according to Bahag, as separate mitzvahs. That is, that's the Rambam. Okay? That's Pesedah, correct? Smabish, it's not like, you know, it's all, that's Smabish Gvaldik. Every single word is Gvaldik. Now, okay. So that explains the Aftarach Kamoicha. Okay, the Ram over there and the Ram over here. We still have to evaluate, you know, what's Kfiras Mesim, is it what exactly it is, but certainly we talk about Kol Tzrochim and this and that, you know, it's all Beseder, okay? Now, the next part of this year, which we will begin, I'm not sure we will end, but we will begin, okay? The next part of this year is the following. What is the Ram Shita
about kfura. The mitzvahs kfura. That I started at the end of last year, okay? And so the end was cut off, whatever it is, but it probably was not Shemayim that it was. Because what I was about to say then, that father goes, okay, okay. But now I want to discuss it, and I want to go through it. I want to show you what he does in Sefer Mitzvahs, what he does in Mishnah Torah, what is the mitzvah, and we'll see about this. And you'll understand why I started with this part of the shir before I started with this part of the shir. And that's how it's clear. First I ripped the shir backwards and upside down, and inside out. I tried to change the whole thing around, and then they changed it again. Okay? Now, if you look at Hasogas of Ramban, he understood that the Soga of the Rambam on Halachas Gedolos is about Nusach HaMitzvah. Even though we said it was about Minyan HaMitzvah, okay? The Nusach HaMitzvah. Because even though that the Mitzvah Puris Mason, he is ready to say in the Rambam, and that he has polemics with the Rambam about, that there's no Mitzvah on Stam Mason. And that's the Ramban, this Hasogah says, no, it's even on Stam Mason. And we read the Ramban. Because the Ramban says, Vanita Meir, Lomis Kara Bukhal Shuvasa Kfuris Mason, Ki Kfuris Mason, Vavada Yeshbo Mitzase, Dixigi Kovit Togayna Bayamahu, to Mitzase, Toshu Mitzifri, Umona Rav. And the Ram also brings the Sifri in Mitzvah Shalam and Aruf. Vahavi Arav Zal, I don't know what he means, Mashedoshu exactly, but the Rambam, I guess, okay, the Rambam there applies to Shal Mason, okay. And Reish Lam and Alf, we'll see the Losh sometime. Hope to get to today. Vuloyoid, El Kor Meles Mason, Oy Vuloysa Seh, U Kmoy Shenil Moloysa Seh, L'shar ha-meisim, kein nilmod ho-asei. Okay? So what does he want with that? Because the Rambam is a very strange Rambam. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, he starts out with the la, he starts out with the asei, and he says the asei is an ugi bezdim, and then he continues talking about the lav, and the lav, he says, Vuadid l'shav, l'shav, okay? But he never says Vuadid l'shav by the assay. Okay? So that's the Ramban, that's polemics, and says, you shouldn't, you know, there's no reason to b'chalik. Okay, we'll get to this. Just telling you, that's what he meant to say. He's referring to Ramam in Perek Tezvog, and he's having polemics, he says, you shouldn't say that, Diyuk and Ramam. Okay? Or even if you say it, it's wrong. Then he goes on. Abal alochus shalomono asei hazeh benitle chayvu l'mnoisei b'meisim stam. If you don't have my nitla, you have to do it. And therefore, that's why he has Kfuris Mason. Vim Taima, Shem Hikpir Arav Baaloch Adoilais, Vimnei Sha'oma Kfuris Mason Stam, I mean in the word Stam, Vimnei Oma Kfuris Meso, which is Zayin Kruivim, Shem Ischai Bo Ela Kruivim, Gamzu Einotera. Einotera means not right, it's wrong, it's a toes, it's not Tera. You see, I think what he means in a Tera, that's not for us now. See, some things you can have polemics on. Any machlikas in the Gemara, if you say like this, or you say over Beishamai, or Beishamai, you say Birksa Tera, the Dom portion, you hear it, because the Chatsho Tera. Could be the general cloud of Basham Bukhmisil, whatever it is, but it's a chatera. He says, on this tickle, it's ain't a tera. That's what I once said. Okay, I'm just saying that. Ain't a tera. Gamzu ain't a tera. you should say that the mitzvah's kful is only by kleivim, not by meisdam. Shebemokum kleivim vada aleim uteles, aval im ein shom kleivim yia meis mitzvah. And the meis mitzvah, the mitzvah's kvula, is because the kovot tikbarenu bayoma. That's the mitzvah's kvula. And the meis mitzvah. Shemitzis asay shaloi deicha pesach umilo v'koyi nozir v'yachmiru bo misham mitzvahs. Okay, deicha pesach umilo, in the way to pesach umilo, you matam yourself. And koyin godol and nozir, even though the matamit to meis shal meisim, but the matamit to meis mitzvah. And why the matamit to meis mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is kfura. That's what he's saying. Correct? And he's choshed the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah is kfura is only Zayin Kleivim. And since it says kfura is Mason Stam, the Baha could not be referring to that. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's what we have. Correct? Then I'll go, we're not even getting half what I want to do today, much as the whose side I want to go. Okay. Good? So far, so good? What's the Ram Shita about Stam Mason? And what's the Ram Shita about the Mitzvah's Kfura in general? Okay. Rabbi Yisai, if you open up the Rambam in Minyan HaKotze, you open up the Rambam in what they are mitzvahs in the front of Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's very clear that the mitzvah, both the Aseh and the Loisa said, is an Arugi Bezdin, and that's the formulation of the mitzvah. That's the way he formulates it. The Rambam, Minyan HaKotzer, Mitzvah say Reish Lamed Aleph Likbo Haneherag B'yoymoi Shneema Ki Kovu Tikburenu B'yom Ahu. The Leisa says, he even goes further and says, and the formulation of the Lav is only about its soul of Anatoly. Leisa says Samavov Shlo Yolin Hatzolu Alo Eitz Shneema Lysolin is lost to our aids. Period. Potia mitzvah is also, there's no zeche of even kfuas kreivim in the Potia mitzvah of the Sanhedrin. In Reisha of the Sanhedrin, it's only Haruge Bezdim. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Vorinchin Vamesurim. Lohem. Yesh b'cholom shloishim mitzvah. As ese mitzvah saseh v'yese mitzvah lois saseh v'zeh u'pilton v'chulei. Yur alit likbo hanehegag v'yoyim haligosay. Yud beis shloi tolin nivlosay. It's referring to Yenna, the other one. So who's he talking about? The nehegag. Nivlase. Right. And that lechera, that's why he put in the Sanhedrin. Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin. Correct? Strange is that the Rambam Mishneh Torah proper, as I mentioned before, says in Perek Tezvav of the Sanhedrin, Mitzvah say Likvo Esko Arugi Bezdin B'yom Ariga Shneva Kikovetik B'yom Ahu For Arugi Bezdin Bavad El Kol Amelin Es Meisa Evo B'leisase Es Meisai. See, he moved, but he only said it by the Lav, and that's the Rambam's Asoka. But the Rambam is very strange.
He opens a Hugi Bezdin. Even by the Leisa Seh, V'loi Hugi Bezdin call him Melin. But he starts off going to Gleno. He starts off, he's talking about the Asay. And V'lo Hugi Bezdin, Govada, call him Melin, it's Mesa, V'loisa Seh. So what happened? He starts with the assay and he ends up the Leisa Seh. It doesn't make any sense. Kol HaMeilis Mesa of the Leisa Seh. He doesn't mention the assay B'chal. And he starts up with one, the assay and he ends up the Leisa Seh. But if you take the Ram literally, there's only a Leisa Seh on Kleivim and not an assay. And that's the song of the Ramban. Ramban Nevuadin, correct? And the other place is the Yachid Tzolchim. Let's start like this, and this is going to be major, okay? And we'll see how far we get. The Rambam in the Prote Amitzis, the Reish Hilchos Ovo. First the way in the Prote Amitzis, the Reish Hilchos Ovo, right? Listen to this. This is amazing. The Rambam has departed here from the general convention of Ayurath Prote Amitzis and has Ki'ilu a whole discussion about this. He says, Yesh b'chol arba mitzvos v'chulei v'zeh pirutot. Aleph, one is an aleph, I don't understand anything more. L'sabel al ha'kleivim v'afilu kleihen mistamei u'misabel al ha'kleivim. What's he starting telling you? What it's telling you, this abel al kovim, v'afil kovim misdamei misabel al kovim. V'ein odem misabel ha'ugi bezdin. This is in Prote Amitzis. I understand he talks about it in Perek Aleph of this Ovel. There's no avedus on ha'ugi bezdin. What's doing Prote Amitzis? What's the rab? What's going on here? Don't make any sense. Well, if he's there, then he has a shtickle table. Well, if he's there, call out the ruchis elu, b'seifa zeh, shehein me'en kvua, b'yoyim hamisa, b'yoyim misa, she mitzaseh. Me'en kvua, yoyim hamisa, she mitzaseh. What happened over here? He has the beginning of the Sanhedrin. He has over here. What does he want? This is such a departure from everything we know about the Rambam. We have no clue what he's talking about. It's almost like saying, you know, I've departed from my general convention and do what I want, and that's it. It's coming towards the end, and that's it. What happened here? And then, the Rambam Pergi Beit Nuchasovel, I Hesped, Kobra Mesu, Lefikoch Kifin Esayoshin, Litin Schal Makininim, Vamakininois, Visaitinoisai, Vim Sivish Azil, ain't Saitinoisai. He says, I don't want to ask it. Avul in Sivishali Kobe, ain't Shinlinoi. Shakvua Mitzvah, Shinemaki Kobetik forever. See, the Ram seems to say, like the Ramban. And he's talking about Yoshim. He's talking about Krivim. Ram says the mitzvah. So Chayla. If you look at Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's another problem. Okay, just getting warmed up here. No problem. We said that the Nusach in Minyan HaKotzer and the Prote Amitzis is a Rebezin, or maybe even the Lav is only on Toli Alayetz. Correct? However,
not Bishal Mason, right? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when he talks about the lav, flips what he does in Mishneh Torah. In the lav, he only talks about Halugei Bezdin in Minyan HaMitzvos. In Sefer Torah, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, Sefer Mitzvos Rabba. However, and that's what he says, Shul Huzlu Milahaniach Esatolu Lolon Al Eitzoy Kidei Shaloi Tovo Al Yodei Kach Birkas Hashem B'machshovo Kashi Yire Lefi Yiroe. When someone will see him, will think about what he said or whatever it is, whatever the Rama means, there'll be a Birkas Hashem B'machshovo. So you shouldn't come to that. She'ei Nitla Zuas Megadev Ve'ober Avodah Zorah Shegam Bo Nema Es Hashem Hu Megadev. The same. And that's all he does. However, when it comes to Mitzvah Seh, he not only mentions Halugei Bezdin and doesn't limit to Kfuas Kreivo L'Cheira. If you look at him, clearly he says Mes Mitzvah also. What the Ramban is having polemics by the Rambam here in Nasogis in Shurish Aleph, the Rambam Mufush agrees with what he says the Rambam should agree with in Mitzvah Seh Reish Lamed Aleph. For Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, he should see Vodo Likvo Halugei Bezdin. B'yoim Sheyeholgo. Buomoi ki koboi tikbureno bayomahu. Loshin sifri ki kobo tigreno mitzase. Vuhu hadin b'shara mason. It's an equation. And he says shara mason. And then he says kloima, if you have any doubts about it. Kloima she kobo kol mes mi Yisrael b'yoim moisei. And then if you had any doubts about this, Ulachain Yike Hameis She'ain Mish Yisasek Mikfurosei Meis Mitzvah. Kloimar Hameis She'mitzvah Kol Odom L'Kovroi. And if you had any doubt what Mitzvah is talking about, La'omroi Yis'ale Kovotik Borezo. Sochim, a Rambam. What's going on here? You know, I started this, I said, Ech Mulchaki, we met it, but Lachira, you know, what's going on? And that, as we said before, that's Hasagas Rambam. In Sherish Aleph, that he says, a Meis Mitzvah, that's what Meis Mitzvah is, exactly what the Rambam says over here, all the Toshnik Rambam, that's what it is. So what's the problem with Kfuas Mason? What's the problem's problem? Find you a lawyer business. Let's get started. The reason why I was mocked in the first year, okay, is because the first part of the year is going to be very important over here for the second part. The Ram Shita is that the Nusach of Mrs. Kfur at the Pashtek in Chor is Halugei Bezdin. Solely Halugei Bezdin. And the Rambam knew this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Memvov, Omer Aleph, Omer Beis, Darshins Kvura Kvuras Hameis and use the Lashon Remez Iki Diamrei Omer B'yechana Mishum B'yishum Ben Yochoi Remez L'Kvura Min HaTeira Minayin Talmaloi Mekikova Tikbureno Mikan Remez L'Kvura Min HaTeira Zogt Rashi Remez l'kfuah she'odem chayiv likbo es meisarei. And as you know, the Rambam in Shir Shlishi has he said about what the word Remes means. And I'll read you a small quote from Shir Shlishi. And the Emes is, what it is, and I'll tell you, I'll pair and then I'll read it inside. The word Remes means that it's not Pashtin, it's only a drasha. Hareyastik zokta Rambam bi omrom remez ushe pashte de kro eino bedoveze. That's the Rambam's version. Translation in the Arabic, okay? So it means remez means it's not pashte de kro. So that's what the Gemara means, remez l'kfur menater minayin. It's only a remez. Because pashte de kro is how we best. And therefore, as we said, not only minyan mitzvahs depend upon pashtei dekra, but the nusach mitzvah depends on pashtei dekra. Therefore, the Rambam in the minyan kotzer and in kotzer mitzvahs, where the Rambam is formulating what is the nusach of the mitzvah, or the nusach mitzvah is how the best to do, pashtei dekra, and exactly what you would expect. However, the mitzvah kfura by Kravim is only a drosha, but it's not pashtei mekor. And I found this in Achrinim also, a similar discussion. You'll find, oh, I found this in Torah Tmima, and in to Tmimon Volim Chof Aleph He'olet Kuf Samo Gimel and Kuf Samo Dalet Volim Chof Aleph or Kuf Samo Gimel Kuf Aleph. I found that he said something. I'll never say it, but I had it. Okay, good. We'll say this. So the Nusach HaMitzvah is Arugi Bezdin. There may be a mitzvah of Kufuas Kravim or whatever it is, but that's not the Nusach HaMitzvah. It's only in the type of Bechlau that we're talking about in the beginning of the Shir. And we'll see soon, not soon, probably next week, that the Rambam uses something like, and that's the Chori means, something like Bechlau when he's referring to Kufuas Kravim. Okay? Now, let's continue. The Chamimis Chabaisai, if you look in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Tes Vov, Valocha Vov, Talocha Tes, it's mamish black and white, okay? Because this whole discussion about the mitzvah say, and the mitzvah loisa say, which extends the shakra even, if I were to put it about the dini of Taliyah, so I would have put it at the tail end, because it's an aside, okay? It's not basically, we finished the Dinei Taliyah, and I'm talking about this now. The Rambam throws this discussion smack in the middle of Taliyah, and then more Dinei Taliyah afterwards. The Rambam's like this. Mitzah say l'tloy says amagadif, for iber avodizolva, shem ekitulas elkin toli, hari magadif omo vokule. Okay, a whole bin of how you do the Taliyah. Then he says, the Imlon, you take him off the eights, okay. The Imlon, Ovin Olo Bele Sase, Shnem Bele Solon, Niblaso Ala Eitz. Okay? There he's calling the Lav. Okay? Then he continues, and he says, the Mitzvah say, Likvo Eskola Ugi Beze Biyom Ariga. Okay? Because the Lav, Lechera, is only by Tolui.
Okay? The way it is in Shukta Shomikra. Umitzat Zeilik was called Harugi Bezdin. Viyom Hariga. Shinema Kikovatikom Viyom Ahu. Vul Harugi Bezdin Bovad El Kola Meilin. He doesn't quote the Pasuk now. Because here it's that's not the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's only Nisraba. Meilin. Then he goes, Heilinu Lechvoidai, Lohavi Lechachrichin, Eino Oivo Olof, Ein Toilin, Al Ilon HaMuchubu Lekalka, El Al Tolish, the middle of the whole discussion. This discussion, not in Hilchos Ovel, where he talks about foolish discussion over here. Or the Nusach HaMitzvot after the Hilchos Sanhedrin. It's only Stam, Adrosha. I just want to tell you a thing, and I'll leave you with this. The Ram says, I want to suggest to you that maybe Helinu Lechvoidei is only on Kvuas Koivim. But in Kvua, Ma'ugi Beznin, there's no heter of Helinu Lechvoidei. And you tell me, because Ma'ugi Beznin, it was the God Lador who was Nerag. Because he was a Ben Sarah Murray, Dom Bedaita, Kachibalt in Marboisai, and he wasn't Nichnan as an Edgen, because he holds him as Mesera. He's also Emily Mesera. Because the head of Emily Mesera, I would tell you, was only said in something which is not Pshuta Shomik. Okay? Mid Hashem, we'll pick this up next.